begins, we are continuing our series of shiurim on Kriyas HaTorah b'Moadim, based on the shiurim L'Zecher Avi Mori of Rav Soloveitchik Zichrono Livracha. This is the fourth shiur in the series. This is very exciting. We've seen Yesodos Gedolim b'Chashuvim Me'od, and we will continue. Now we are on Os Dalid, on page Kuf Samech Hei of the Sefer. So says the Rav that we would like to expand the Yesod that we had about Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos and Yontif, that comes from the pasuk of Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. And the Shorash HaDvarim is that through the Pu'ula of Talmud Torah, a person is Yotze, not only the Kiyom Chovaso HaKshura B'mitzvah Vishinantam, Elagami de Chovas Mitzvah Acheros HaTluyos B'yom Kavua. As we said in the previous shir, not only you do Mitzvah Talmud Torah when you learn the Hilchas, when you read the Parashias of the Moed on the Moed, but you're also Yotze the mitzvahs of Shvisa B'Shabbos or Simcha Yontov. That's part and parcel of the Kedushas Hayom is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is different than other Pulos mitzvah like Tefillah and Tzitzis and other similar mitzvahs. That when you do them, you're only kaim that mitzvah. But Talmud Torah is different. A lot of times a person is learning Torah, and he's mekayim not only vishinantam, he's mekayim other mitzvahs that at first glance have no connection to Talmud Torah. Let's take, for example, Kriyas Torah B'Tanios. These were given for tshuva, and the pu'ula of tshuva is the mitzvah of Tainis, like the Rambam says in the first parak of Hilchos Tainis Halacha Beis, v'dober zemi dargei tshuva. Tshuva means charata, regret, kabbalah, accepting upon yourself in the future not to do this avera, v'amiras vidui, and saying confessing your averas. And we're makbid on these things on a tainis. Nevertheless, it would appear that the kiyum atainis is not limited to examining our averos and saying tachanunim vidui and slichas, but rather it's mechayiv also kriyas haTorah as part of the tshuva process. This is expanding the yesod we saw in the earlier shir about the vast implications of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is being a hashlama of the simcha of Shabbos and of Yom Tov and of the Shvitzas HaShabbos. And now, Kriyas HaTorah is part and parcel of the tshuva of the tainis. What do we read on a tainis? We read brachas in a klalos or parshas vayachel. Vayichal Moishes Pnei Hashem Elokav Vayomer, and these come to express the tshuva of the day. Looking in Nehemiah, the beginning of chapter 9 of Yom Esrim Ba'arba L'Chodesh Zeh Nesu Bnei Yisrael B'Tzon V'Sakim V'Tzon V'Sakim etc. Vayakumu Alamdam Vayikru B'Sefer Torah Hashem Elokeim Revius Hayom Revius Misvadim Mushtachvim Hashem Elokeim. So the pasuk includes Kriyas HaTorah together with the vidui and the slichas. It's one kiyum. A tainis has a seder miyuchad of ritzui and tefillah. B'toch haseder hazeh, we find also Kriyas HaTorah. When we read the Torah in the mea tainis, we're mekayim not only mitzvahs Talmud Torah, but also the mitzvah of tshuva through the vidui and the ritzui dvarim. Because we read Parshias, if it's brachas or klalos, or if it's vayichal, that talk about vidui and tshuva. Araya l'dover shekriyas haTorah b'Ta'anis is enmeshed with the chovas haTshuva and ze'aka. We can find in the Gemara in Ta'anis, Chav Tes Amid Beis, Megillah, Chav Beis Amid Beis, Chol Yos b'Shein v'Chamishi Koran Gimel Maftir Echot, B'Shlishi Revi'i Kori Echot Maftir Echot. Rabbi Yossi Armadolim Koran Gimel Maftir Echod. So if Tisha B'Av falls out on Monday and Thursday, three people read and one person is Maftir. Falls out on Tuesday and Wednesday, one person reads, one person's Maftir. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's three people read and one person is maftir. So the Das HaTanakam was tamur me'tamua me'od. It's very hard to understand. Since there's Kriyas HaTorah and Tisha B'Av, why shouldn't three people read when it falls on Tuesday and Wednesday? And even though Kriyas HaTorah isn't because of the day of the week, it's because of Tisha B'Av. So you might say that, all right, it's Tisha B'Av, just read one person. Just read one person. But the answer is, why not read three like on the other days? Read three out to the Chashivas of Tisha B'Av. Why do you want to knock it down to one? Why does saying that it's Tisha B'Av make it only one aliyah? And the answer is that it's muchach from here that be'emes, betainis, chovas hakriya relates to the Navi, and the Igur Chiv is for the Haftorah. But there's no Haftorah without first reading the Torah, and therefore the Tanakhama holds that's enough with one ola, since the whole union of the Kriya is coming to enable one to read the Haftorah to be maftir b'Navi. Yitachen she'av Rabbi Yossi mekabel at ha'yisod hazeh, Rabbi Yossi agrees. He just holds that since you have to read, for whatever reason, there's never a Kriya of less than three people, even though the Etzem Kriya is related to the Haftorah. Therefore, the Tanakhama holds one. Tanakhama holds one because the Kriya is not so important. It's just there to get you to the Haftorah. And Rabbi Yossi agrees, but he just says that whenever you have a Kriya Satara, there has to have to be three. And now we have to understand why in Atinus is the Haftorah emphasized and not the Kriya B'Torah? If Kriya B'Tainis is a Kiyama Mrs. Tama Torah. However, if we say that a Kriya B'Tainis is Mekume Atshuvu Vidui, we understand that the Allah that Mrs. Kriya B'Tainis is fulfilled when one reads the Haftorah of the Nevi'im. Divrei Nevuah, Divrei Tochacha. So when you read Nevuah, you're reading Tochacha. That's the whole point of the Tainis. So therefore, one Aliyah, just get to the Haftorah already. Get to the Haftorah so you can have the Divrei Tochacha. Like the Rambam says, Perak Vav Mechaseh Aslachaches, that you have to be Mochiach, Kamo She'asu Kol Nevi'im Be Yisrael. Right? You have to be Mochiach, like all the Nevi'im. So you see that part of the Yechovas Hayom of Tainus is Tshuva, and it's expressed in the Kriya of the Haftorah. Another raya we can find in the Sugin Megillah of Beis Amud Aleph, Yiboylu Tainus Sibur B'Kamer Rosh Chodesh Shemoy Dika Karban Musaf Arba Abalach La Karban Musaf Los. How many Olam are there? Rosh Chodesh Shemoy Dika Karban Musaf. There are going to be four Olam. But here there's no Karban Musaf, no. Or maybe here Ika Musaf Tfila, but here there's Tfilas Musaf and a Tainus. Here there's an added, not Tfilas Musaf, we call Musaf, but there's an added Tfila. Rashi explains Tfilas Anenu Bracha Yisera, and the Meila, that's going to warrant another Aliyah. Aval Divrei Agmara Lechora Merapsin Igri Zelom Uvan Rishit Maya Shva'a Ben Korban Musaf. What is that? What is the Tzushtel between Musaf and Anenu? Gemara says there's a Musaf Tefillah. And that's Anenu. And therefore, that counters the fact that there's no carbon Musaf, but at least there's a Musaf Tefillah. What does the added Tefillah have to of Anenu have to do with carbon Musaf? Why should that be a proper substitute to warrant four Aliyahs? And also you want to add on an Ola because of Anenu. A, it's a substitute for carbon Musaf, and you want to add on another Ola because of Anenu. My high. Kumtois from this sugya. What we said. The Lark on the Maadim Rosh Chodesh, there's in Kriyas HaTorah Kiyum Nosaf, an additional Kiyum of Kriyas Meod V'Kiyum Mitzayim. And Chol HaMoed Mitzah Simcha. And Rosh Chodesh, there's a Kiyum of Neshama Parm Sfaseinu, like it says in Tosim Megillah Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. Also on Tainis, Sharei Av Bayesh Chiyuv Nosaf Shel Tfilash, Zura Bevidui V'Tshuva Mitbatei Bebrikat Aneinu, Shetiachadal Tfilat Tanit. There's an additional chiyuv tefillah of vidui and tshuva that's expressed with aneinu, that's unique to the tefillah of tainis. So on Chol HaMoed in Rosh Chodesh, we have an additional chiyuv. So we also have another person called up to the Torah. Like it says, there's a carbon musaf, Rosh Chodesh in Moed, Ika carbon musaf. And therefore there's going to be another person called up to the Torah to emphasize that besides the Chovas Talmud Torah B'Tzibur, there's a Kiyum Miyucha B'Kriyas Yom, Yichudi Kazeh. So you have this special unique Kriya, Zemeli Yad on a person, because this special day, this reading, relates to this special day, which warrants another person being called up to the Torah. It's not just merely a kiyum of Talmud Torah. It's also a kiyum in Chovas HaYom. And if the Gemara says, what should you do on a Tainus? There's also a kiyum yuchad of Tshuva that's expressed by Kriyas HaTorah, besides the Mechayiv of Kriyas HaTorah, but Torah's Talmud Torah. So is this kiyum going to be expressed by adding people called to the Torah? Or maybe, since it doesn't have a Kedush HaYom, there's no Korban Musaf, maybe you don't add Kruin. So we can say that also Lagabe Kriyas HaTorah, there's a halacha that's parallel to what was said in Sukkah Memvava and Aleph Lagabe Bracha, the B'chol Yom B'Yom, Tein Lo Me'in Berchosav, and also on other days that are Mechayiv, special mitzvahs, the kriya is part of the kiyum of those special mitzvahs. Chanukah, the kriya is part of kiyum halavoidah. Purim, it's part of the kiyum megillah. Kriya satara, but Purim is not a chovah bifnei atzma. It's a hashlomas kiyum hayom. The explanation is that kriya samegillah, even though it's a special mitzvah bifnei atzma, divrei kabbalah, and it's miskayimai, they're reading the whole thing without missing out on a letter, nevertheless, fundamentally, it's mitzvah zechiras amalek. And therefore we have kriyas hamegillah. So when the reading this particular text is midivrei sofer and midivrei kabbalah, but when you read it, you're also mekayim in mitzvah min hatorah zechiras amalek. And the Ramban already says this. The perusha al parashas zachar. That there's a kiyum of Zechiras HaMalek, which is a mitzvah min HaTorah when you read the Megillah. There's a kiyum d'oraisa when you read the Megillah. We find in the Sugya in Megillah, Lamed Amud Aleph, Purim Shchol Yos Be'er Shabbos, Rav Ramakdima Parshas Zachar. And Shmuel says, Ma'achrin, when do you read Zachar? Rav says, the previous week, and Shmuel says, after, the next day, when Purim falls on Erev Shabbos. Rav says, you read it the previous week, because you can't be Makdim Asiyah LeZachira. First you have to mention, and then you have to... First you have to mention, then you have to do. So therefore it has to be first Zachor and then Purim. Shmuel says Ma'achrin came and dikem mukafin davdi b'chameisar asiv zechir ba'adi adod dekasim. But they're mukafin that on the 15th, there are asiyas on the 15th. There are Purims on the 15th. If Purims on the 14th, then the mukafim are on the 15th. So it's on the same day. Falls out on Shabbos itself. One opinion says Divrei Akol Ein Makdimin. You do it that day. Rav Nachman says it's the Machlokas. What comes out from this sugya is that Parshas Zachor is Ma'akev B'Kviyas Yom Purim. Or B'Kriyas HaMegillah. So according to Rav, you can't read it before Parshas Zachor, first you have to do Parshas Zachor. And Rav Nachman went even further. And it's even when you Tzchol B'Shabbos Atzma Makdimin. You do it the previous week. Because Purim isn't a Schai B'Kriyas HaMegillah if you haven't read Parshas Amalek. So it would appear Pashut that Kriyas Torah B'Purim on the Parsha V'Yavu Amalek connects to Zechiras Amalek that's expressed by Kriyas HaMegillah. It's not a separate Kiyum. It complements the Chov Zechiras Amalek, which is Yisrael Takanas Kriyas HaMegillah. And now it's a Kav HaChomer Ben Benot Shel Kav HaChomer. If it's a Megillah, it's a Hemshech Kriyas Parsha Zachor. B'Shabbos Shelefonea V'day Shehakriya B'Torah B'Purim Atzmo קשורה בקריאת המגילה ומהווה קיום אחד. Right, if Megillah is a hemshech of Parsha Zohar, so certainly the Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim is also part of the Kriyas HaMegillah. It's one kiyum. So Shmias Kriyas HaTorah on Purim is Nama Akev Yitzias Dechov as Megillah. It's like listening to Zohar is Nama Akev Asiyas Purim. But the Chatchila, they're connected. It's one Pulis HaMitzvah. Chanukah also, you can say that Kriyas HaTorah is mitzdarev to Kiyum Halav Ve'Hodah. Kavu Shemar Asim Anachalakeh L'Hodos U'L'Halav Shimcha Gadol. Hadlakas Neris is also part of the Halav Ve'Hodah, like the Rambam says. L'Haros U'L'Galas Hanes. If you look in Tosis and Shabbos, Nafchu Gimel Amid Beis, Yivir Maschel Hodar, you see a Shakla Vitaria there about the Pirsum Hanes in the Haftorah. That the Pirsum Hanes in the Haftorah is greater than the Pirsum Hanes in the Kriya. So you see that it's all connected. So what we're trying to bring out, which explains the Mishnah and Megillah, is that the Mishnah and Megillah says, Vaidaber Hashem is Mo'adei Hashem B'nei Yisrael, that you have to read that Kriyas Hayom on the Moed. So we said, but these aren't Moedim, Chanukah and Purim and Tainis. The answer is that it's the same Yisod. The Yisod is that the Talmud Torah of Kriyas HaTorah is not the only Kiyum. It's also an expression of Mitzvah Hayom. It's one Kiyum with the Mitzvah Hayom, with the Chovas Hayom, with the Kedushas Hayom. So whatever that day is, whether it's if it's Chanukah, then the Chanukah is the day of Halav Odah, and that's the idea of the Kriyas HaTorah and Haftorah on Chanukah. And on Purim, as we saw, it's also the Kiyum there. It's Kiyum HaChovas Hayom of Zechiras Ma'aseh HaMalek when you read the Parsha. And the Moedim also. It's not just Stam HaKiyum, it's just Stam HaTorah, but it's part of the Shvisis Shabbos VaYomtiv and Simchas HaYomtiv is the Kriyas HaMegillah, as the Kriyas HaTorah, as we explained in the other shiurim. So there's a lot more to say here. We'll conclude for now. Maybe we'll continue. But in the meantime, we saw in these four shiurim, we saw this gedolim. We should be zochet takalam sheikh lo modul lamed. Lashmo lasa lo kaimis kol debris salmat rasa bi'ava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.